Good evening, everyone, and welcome to an NFL schedule release special here on FM 100.3, The Fan. I'm your host for tonight's special. It's Wobby coming to you from TCO Performance Center and the TCO Studios. This is a Vikings Entertainment Network and KFAN program. As I'm sure you've heard by now, the NFL has released its regular season schedule for 2019. Vikings fans paying close attention to what their schedule is, and we have it for you. We're going to unveil it in case you haven't heard it, and we're also going to break it down with a number of guests, including Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer. You're going to hear from him in a moment. We're also going to talk with someone who is in the room, in the scheduling vault, creating the schedule every single year. It's the NFL's senior director of broadcasting, Mike North. He will explain the process and talk about how complex and how fun it is and how much of a relief it is when it's over. You're also going to hear from voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, who guided a panel, including yours truly, former Viking Ben Lieber, and analyst Ron Johnson. We broke down and discussed the schedule. You're also going to hear from Vikings quarterback Kirk Cousins, tight end Kyle Rudolph, plus much more as we break down and go over the Vikings regular season schedule for 2019. So for those of you who haven't gotten a look at the schedule yet, here it is. I got it for you right here. Let's go through it quickly. Week one, the Vikings begin at US Bank Stadium hosting Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, and the Atlanta Falcons. That's right. The 2019 regular season campaign kicks off at home, a home opener for the regular season opener in back-to-back years for the Vikings. Last year, they hosted and defeated the San Francisco 49ers. This year, it's the Atlanta Falcons who come to US Bank Stadium in week one. Week two, my birthday, September 15th, at Lambeau Field. Ain't no better birthday present than a victory at Lambeau Field, and Mike Zimmer and the boys will have an opportunity to grant me that this year. Week two, September 15th, at Lambeau Field. Week three, the Oakland Raiders come to town. Week four at Soldier Field. So the Vikings get their two outdoor divisional road games out of the way in September. Week two at Lambeau Field. Week four at Soldier Field. They get Khalil Mack and the Chicago Bears to wrap up the first quarter of the schedule. Week five, the Vikings play on Sunday, October 6th at noon at the New York Giants. Week six, noon at home to the Philadelphia Eagles. Week seven, at the Detroit Lions, and week eight is a game a lot of people are going to talk about. The Vikings get a home Thursday night short week game for the first time in Mike Zimmer's tenure. They did play at home on a Thursday night to the Dallas Cowboys a couple of years ago, but that was not a short week because it was the week after Thanksgiving, and the Cowboys had a week to get ready for that game. This is the first time Mike Zimmer's Vikings have hosted a Thursday night home game on a short week. They will do so on October 24th, Thursday night football. The Washington Redskins. Adrian Peterson comes to town to face his former team. Kirk Cousins hosting his former team in the Washington Redskins. Then we go to week nine. The Vikings are at Kansas City. Week 10, another primetime game. It's Sunday night football. Week 10 at the Dallas Cowboys. Week 11, the Vikings return home to play the Denver Broncos. Week 12 is Thanksgiving week and a bye week for the Minnesota Vikings. Head coach Mike Zimmer gets to spend the bye week and Thanksgiving at his ranch eating turkey in northern Kentucky, most likely. The Vikings come back from the bye and kick off a very interesting final stretch of five games in the month of December, and they do so in prime time. Week 13, Monday night, December 2nd, at Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks. The following week is week 14, December 8th, at home to the Detroit Lions. Week 15, another primetime game, another Sunday night game, December 15th, week 15, at the Los Angeles Chargers on NBC. Back-to-back primetime games as a Sunday night game in week 15 against the Chargers goes into a Monday night game on December 23rd against the Green Bay Packers, and the Vikings will close the regular season in style at home against the Chicago Bears. I think the Vikings have closed at home against the Bears almost every year of head coach Mike Zimmer's tenure. So that's a lot to digest. We just went through the schedule. If you want to take a look at the schedule while you're listening to this program or at a later date, you can go to Vikings.com or KFAN.com. And a reminder that with the Vikings 2019 schedule now released, you can sign up for ticket alerts and be notified of the latest Vikings ticket availability, including single game tickets, season tickets, premium seating, and more. See the full schedule and sign up for ticket alerts at Vikings.com/ticket alerts. Now, at the top of the show, I promised you Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer and his reaction to the Vikings 2019 regular season schedule, and we have that for you right now. Moments ago, I had a chance to catch up with Coach Zim in his office, and here's what he had to say about the schedule.
We all get really excited about this because it's sort of a roadmap for what 2019 is going to look like. Can you, at this stage of the offseason and what you're thinking about, get excited about the schedule release?
Well, it's good to find out who you're playing and when you're playing them. You know, it starts to get the juices flowing a little bit. And, you know, I think as the players continue to work out and get going, they have some semblance of the goals that they want to achieve as they look at the schedule.
All right. One thing that I want to bring up is the home games. We open with a home game, which is great, against the Atlanta Falcons. And then we close the season with a bunch of home games, too. Good opportunity to get in front of the fans and have an advantage there in our building.
Yeah, and for the first time in 5 years, we've got a Thursday night game at home on a short week. So that will be a good one. You know, we've got 5 primetime games this year, so, you know, we're going to have to do a great job in all those. But, you know, we've got a Monday night at home against Green Bay, so that'll be another fun one.
A lot of times we talk about the season in quarters. So the first quarter of the season, you open at home with the Falcons. You made a comment about Julio Jones right out of the gate. 2 division games in that first quarter of the season. Play the Raiders in the first quarter. What are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, well, I think it's a good balance. You know, we've got the 2 division games on the road, and then we've got 2 non-division games at home, but they'll be tough games as well. So, you know, it's important that we get out to a start fast, and because the second half of the schedule, as I'm sure you're going to talk about in a minute, will be a little more different because of all the night games.
Before I get to that question, I mean, we play at Green Bay on my birthday in week 2. Can you help me out with a birthday present that week?
We'll get you a happy birthday.
Okay, that'll be good. 5 games in December. It's not about how you start, it's about how you finish. So 5 games in December, when the games really matter, we're going to be in the playoff hunt, 3 of them at home, some of them in prime time. How do you feel about the close of the season?
Yeah, well, I think it's good anytime you can finish with home games, but 3 of those games are prime time. You know, we've got Seattle on Monday night, and then we come back with Green Bay, and then Chicago to end the game and end the season again at home. But it'll be a tough test for us. You know, we're going to have to figure out the schedule where we can work it out the best way for those West Coast games. You know, San Diego is a night game out there on the road, so that should be exciting.
We haven't gotten to the best part of the schedule yet. The bye week is Thanksgiving weekend, which means you might have some turkey at the ranch this year.
Yeah, my daughter's already mentioned that I have to go to Dallas for Thanksgiving since I haven't been there for a while. But yeah, you know, I think that part, you know, other than being really late during the season, I think would be good with the, you know, for the players to get around and, you know, get around their families and have Thanksgiving with them.
Has it been good to have the players back in the building this week?
Yeah, it's been great. We've had, you know, they've been working hard in the weight room and on the field. We've had good meetings with them. You know, we've had some good sessions with some of the game situation stuff that we always do. So, yeah, but it's good to have them back just to see the guys in the building, get a chance to joke with them again and, you know, and kind of set the mood for what we're trying to get accomplished in this phase 1 and then phase 2 and then phase 3 or OTAs.
Draft is next week. You ready to go?
Just about. We're finishing up all the, as Rick calls them, cluster sections where we have to sit in there and group study these different clusters. But for the most part, yeah, I feel pretty good about it.
All righty. Thanks for your time.
All right. Thank you.
Always fun to catch up with the head coach in his office. He was in a good mood as he took a look at the schedule and gets ready for final prep for the 2019 NFL draft. He mentioned that the players were back in the building, lots of energy in the building. And later on in this program, after the commercial break, you're going to hear from some current members of the Minnesota Vikings, Harrison Smith included among others, as they talk about getting back for the offseason program and what it's like to be back in the building with their teammates. One interesting thing that Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer referenced, if you read between the lines, is going to be an interesting battle for where the Zimmer clan spends Thanksgiving. It sounds like the kids might want their dad to come to Dallas for Thanksgiving. I know Zim, he's going to want to be at the ranch. So it might depend on what happens in week 10 for the Minnesota Vikings, because that's when the Vikings go to Dallas. They play a road game at the Dallas Cowboys. That will be on Sunday Night Football. So the Vikings get a nice victory in primetime on Sunday night, a big NFC game. Maybe Zim will be more likely to want to go back to Dallas for Thanksgiving. But that's a topic for another day. We have plenty more to get to on this special program, a 2019 NFL regular season schedule release program here on The Fan. As I said, you're going to hear from some current members of the Vikings as they discuss getting back into the building for the offseason program. But we have more schedule stuff to break down. You're going to hear from Voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen. You're going to hear from one of the men who sits in the room and creates the Vikings schedule, NFL Senior Director of Broadcasting, Mike North. All of that and more coming up here after the break. But before we go to a commercial, I want to remind you about a couple of programs coming up here on The Fan. Join host Mike Mussman along with Vikings center Pat Elflein at Top Golf in Brooklyn Park tomorrow, April 18th at 5:30 for a special draft edition of Vikings Country. You could win prizes, including tickets in the Miller Lite Lounge at the Miller Lite Vikings Draft Party, autographed merchandise, and much more. Speaking of the Miller Lite Vikings draft party, you can experience the NFL draft like never before on the field at US Bank Stadium at the Miller Lite Vikings draft party Thursday, April 25th. Follow the first round of the NFL draft with live coverage from KFAN as we welcome the newest member of the Minnesota Vikings to the fold. To purchase tickets for the Miller Lite Vikings draft party and to learn more, including a schedule of events, visit vikings.com/draft party. And then on Friday, you can join PA and Paul Charching at Buffalo Wild Wings in Edina from 9 to noon for a Friday football feast on April 26th. It's a special draft edition of the feast. It's presented by Coors Light. PA and Charch will break down the Vikings pick and activity in the first round of the 2019 NFL draft. We're going to continue to break down the Vikings schedule, which has been released in case you missed it. They host Atlanta. They are at Green Bay. They host the Raiders, at Chicago, at the Giants, hosting the Eagles, at the Lions, hosting the Redskins on Thursday night, at the Chiefs, at the Cowboys on Sunday night, hosting the Broncos, Thanksgiving, bye week, come back from the bye, Monday night at Seattle, host Detroit, at the Chargers on Sunday night, hosting the Packers on Monday night, and then the final game of the regular season is at home against the Chicago Bears. We break all of that down and get more great Vikings content after this break. Hey everyone, welcome back. It's Wobby coming to you from the Vikings Entertainment Network and TCO Studios at the TCO Performance Center in Eagan. You're listening to a special NFL schedule release program here on The Fan. Thank you for joining and listening tonight. As I'm sure you know by now, the NFL has released its playing schedule for the regular season in 2019. That's right. That means we now know not only who the Vikings play, but we know when the Vikings play those opponents. Here is some analysis of the Vikings' regular season schedule. It's yours truly, led by Voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, and joined by analysts Ben Lieber, a former Viking, and Ron Johnson, as we discuss the Vikings' regular season schedule.
What a joyous time of the year it is, specifically if you are a Minnesota Vikings fan. This, courtesy of the Vikings Entertainment Network, is our 2019 Vikings release special, featuring former Viking Ben Lieber, Ron Johnson from Vikings Game Day Live on Fox 9, and Wobby from Vikings.com. Now, here is an overview of the entire schedule from Atlanta at home through Chicago at home. Speaking of the home opener, Ron Johnson, we begin with Matt Ryan and the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, I think it's a great test for this defensive backs. I mean, Mike Zimmer said it. Xavier Rhodes needs to play up to his $72 million, or, you know, a top DB. You're going to have Julio Jones, Mohamed Sanu, and then, of course, Calvin Ridley. And so with Matt Ryan, that's a great trio of guys to deal with in week one, which can be a litmus test for the rest of the season.
I think it's also interesting that the Vikings will have two road divisional games in the first quarter of the season. I think that's a good barometer test for them as they come out of the offseason program and training camp and the preseason. Where are we as a team? Let's play two divisional road games and find out.
Ben Lieber, a decade in the National Football League. On a day like today, or this time of the year, schedule release time, from a player's perspective, when they get hold of the schedule, what are some things they're looking for?
First of all, I would say a quick disclaimer. I did not get the pullover memo.
Yep.
So I apologize that I'm actually in a jacket. You guys are in a pull. You guys look much nicer than
you.
Me.
Always have to show us up.
Yeah, you look terrible.
I apologize for
we
that.
We can't put pocket squares in pullovers.
I know, but you guys look so much more comfortable than I do.
Okay.
Okay. As players, we looked at, sadly, we looked at weather. You know, where's the hottest game going to be? And where's the coldest game? Or games, where the game's going to be? And right now, the way you look at the schedule, there's a lot of domed games, and then we're getting a lot of cold weather teams early in the season. The only one that's a catch is Seattle after the bye week. And, you know, that's going to be probably in the mid-40s, high 40s, maybe 50s, and a little bit of rain, a little bit of mist. So not that big of a deal. So from a player standpoint, a comfort standpoint, should be optimal football conditions.
The Vikings have five primetime games this season. The first, beginning middle of the season at U.S. Bank Stadium. It's week 8. It's Washington here for Thursday Night Football.
Yeah, it is Adrian Peterson coming back to U.S. Bank Stadium. It is Kirk Cousins hosting his former team. And I think just as important for Mike Zimmer, it's finally a home game. On a short week Thursday night.
Yeah.
He has been pining for that for years. It's the first time he's gotten it, and so I think he's going to be happy about that.
Now, the second means the Minnesota Vikings head to the Dallas Cowboys week 10. Ben Lieber, Dak Prescott, maybe more importantly, Zeke.
Yeah, this game all to me is about Zeke and that running game. You know, obviously minimizing some of the play action, as you see right there. A lot of the short, quick passing stuff from Dak. I think that's where he can hurt you. You got to put him in situations where you shut down the run game, ask Dak to put the team on his back. I think he struggles in those areas. And it's a rebuilt, much better defense. So you have to watch out for that as well.
The Vikings come out of the bye week with a Monday Night Football game at Seattle. So you get an extra day. It's a Monday Night Football game. It's also against Russell Wilson, who has given this team and many teams problems for years. What do you think, Ron?
I mean, dating all the way back to the freezing cold game at TCF Bank Stadium, Russell Wilson's been a problem for the Vikings. And now $140 million, 107 guaranteed. Let's see if that chip is still on his shoulder if he plays the way he's playing, or does he become one of these prima donna high-paid quarterbacks who kind of just takes it easy. But this is an NFC matchup that, you know, one of these teams could knock the other out the playoffs at that point.
The penultimate primetime game, Sunday Night Football, week 15 at the LA Chargers.
Yeah, I think a fine-tooth comb through the schedule, you might surpass this one and not think too much about it, but Vikings fans, especially those local here in the Midwest, mid-December, head out to Southern California. Vikings fans always travel well, but if the Vikings are in the hunt, I think this is a game where the opposing stadium or the opposing fans will invade the home stadium. There'll be a lot of purple in Los Angeles.
Week 16, the 2019 penultimate game overall, the Minnesota Vikings host Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. Ben?
Well, you're always going to get a big-time division opponent late in the season. So I love the fact that we're playing them the second game of the season at Lambeau Field. New culture, new coach, new offense. They got a whole new vibe. It's a good time to catch them there. And it's also a good time to catch them at the end of the season. You're not playing outside Lambeau Field at the end of the season, so it's not going to be cold. You're going to play in the friendly confines of U.S. Bank Stadium. And with everything on the line, we play really well against the Packers at our place. So I like that.
With the NFC North games, there is a common thread. Let's begin with the division games that are on the road. That's en vogue early in the season, beginning in week 2.
Yeah, it is. And building off of what we talked about earlier, I think it's a great barometer for the Vikings as a team early on. How are they doing? What adjustments need to be made? You're going to self-scout after this. But I think, obviously, the way the schedule lays out, it's favorable to catch these road games early. And then if you earn the right to be in the hunt, you get the home games against the division opponents later in the season. But
yeah.
I really like the first quarter of the Vikings schedule as a barometer.
Now, the common thread to the NFC North games, Ron, you have road games early, as Wobby mentioned, and home games late, including three in December, beginning with the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, to have all three of your division games in December, it's going to come down to health. That's going to be late in the season. How healthy are you? Everybody's played through this many games. Everybody went through training camp, so everybody's trying to stay healthy. But if you want to win the NFC North, that's the time. You win the NFC North by beating the Bears, Lions, and the Packers at home. Honestly, I think it's between those three, Bears, Packers, and the Vikings. Nothing against the Lions. I just don't think they're going to be in the running. So you can knock off those three at that time. You can win the NFC North.
Now, there definitely are some can't-miss games on this 2019 schedule. Ben, where do you begin?
I'm going to go all the way back out to L.A.
Really?
A piece of my heart still with the Chargers, so it's going to be fun to go back out there.
For the Ben Bowl?
For the Ben Bowl.
They drafted you. Yeah.
They drafted me, and you're right, Wobby. There will be a lot of Vikings fans there, but we were always used to that even when we were in San Diego, so it'll be really no different that they're in Orange County. They're used to playing in those situations. Listen, this is a great offense. They're going to have Hunter Henry back. He's a big missing piece for their offense. And then they got Derwin James on defense. And, you know, Derwin James is one of the most exciting young players in all of football. So you're going to get a special treat. And it is, again, a great barometer to see where you stack up against one of the best in the AFC.
And that guy Melvin Gordon we just saw cutting loose. Now Shamar Stephen back in the mix for the Minnesota Vikings. Shamar Linval, really good run-stopping defense. They'll need it against Melvin Gordon. Ron, with his can't-miss game, he's going to go to middle of the season, Thursday night football, U.S. Bank Stadium, and get romantic.
Yeah, I almost said Seattle just because Monday night you'll get Sierra singing probably at halftime. But I'm going to go Washington because Adrian Peterson's been begging for a chance to play against his old team. Yeah. He said, I would run for 200 yards on you guys and practice all the time.
Okay.
Now he has his chance. It didn't work out with the Saints. The other key piece of that, Kirk Cousins. We've never seen him really play with a chip on his shoulder. Mm. You know, 4,000 yards, but this is a chance to really show your old girlfriend what you're with your new girlfriend and how you're feeling. I mean, that's shaving. That's wearing, you know, new clothes, getting ready a little bit sooner.
Can we talk about
body spray? He's going to come out fired up, chip on his shoulder, ready to show Jay Gruden you made a mistake.
Yeah.
And then Case Keenum. I think Case Keenum feels slighted. You gave this guy $84 million. If he is the starting quarterback, he's going to want to out-duel Kirk Cousins at home at U.S. Bank Stadium in front of those fans that love Case Keenum.
Last time Case Keenum was at U.S. Bank Stadium, we all were witness to a miracle. Wobby, your can't-miss game.
It's the border battle. It's Green Bay Packers at U.S. Bank Stadium. You know what they've never done at U.S. Bank Stadium?
Tell me.
They've never won at U.S. Bank Stadium.
Love it.
All right, so, week 16, I think both teams should be in the playoff hunt, maybe trying to win the division, maybe trying to lock up a home playoff game, home field advantage. I'm very much looking forward to this game. Not going to overthink it. It's Vikings, it's Packers, it's Monday Night Football. I can't wait to watch.
And for me, from the be careful what you wish for category, my can't-miss game, week 4, Soldier Field against the best in the NFC North, the Chicago Bears. Not only will we see where the Vikings stand at that stage of the season, but without well-respected defensive coordinator Vic Fangio, we'll see where the Chicago Bears stand at the end of the first quarter of the 2019 season. For Ben Lieber, Ron Johnson, and Wobby, I'm Paul Allen. Thank you for taking in the Vikings schedule release presentation. And if you would like to catch the Vikings at U.S. Bank Stadium, sign up for ticket alerts at Vikings.com/ticket alerts.
All right, so there's the analysis of the Vikings regular season schedule. How is the regular season schedule constructed? Well, that's much more complex and requires much more intelligence than what you just heard on that panel. It's done by a group of individuals at the league office in New York City. One of the men in the room is NFL Senior Director of Broadcasting, Mike North. I had a chance to catch up with Mr. North at the Combine, and he described the process of the schedule, how complex it is, and what the feeling is like when it's done. We're with the NFL's Director of Broadcasting, a.k.a. one of the four scheduling geniuses that the NFL has. This is the guy who helps put together the NFL schedule, a very complex process, Mike North. Mike, you've detailed it many times, so you might have this down by now, but for a lot of people who don't understand how complicated the schedule is to create, tell us about it.
Sure. It's really the biggest mathematical problem you can imagine. You think about just the Vikings schedule alone, 16 games, could be played any one of them in any of the 17 weeks, could be played on any one of five networks, could be played on any one of six times. So you're talking just for possible Minnesota Vikings schedules for next year, something like 300 million. So there's 300 million possible Vikings schedules and 300 million possible Packers schedules and 300 million possible Seahawks schedules. And that number gets really big, really fast. And you're basically talking about the number of grains of sand on a beach. And we're looking through that beach for the one grain of sand that meets as many of our objectives as we possibly can. All of our television partner requests, all of our team requests, stadium blocks, travel considerations, weather. Put it all in, look on this beach for the best grain of sand, and hope you find it in time.
And it's all year round, basically, but especially once a regular season is over and you know the opponents, and it's 500 computers, and it's every night, and the door is locked, and you're in there until you find the perfect one, right?
Yeah, and there really is no such thing. You know, we talk about it being a mathematical problem. Most math problems have an answer. This one really doesn't. So we're looking for as close as we can get to what we think is the right answer, and that would change. You might look at it differently than I would. Certainly the Seahawks are going to look at it differently than the Packers or the Vikings. CBS is going to look at it differently than ESPN, and we're trying to accommodate everybody, and we know that's not going to happen. So it's really less about solving a math problem as it is about pain management. Because everybody's going to be disappointed, all 32 teams and all five network partners. Hopefully all just a little disappointed and hopefully equally disappointed. And
there's someone from the league office talking about the schedule, Mike North. Let's hear from our quarterback, Kirk Cousins, as well as Kyle Rudolph. Had a chance to catch up with those two and ask them their thoughts on the Vikings schedule. Hey, Vikings fans, look who we found. It's quarterback Kirk Cousins in the building for the offseason program, joining us now to talk about the schedule release. First of all, welcome back. How have you been?
Doing well. Great to be back. Great to see everybody, including yourself.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. There's an added energy level in the building when you guys come back in here, and I'm sure there is for you too in your workouts and getting ready for the season. When you get back with your teammates, there's some more energy for you.
Yeah, coaches always say they love having us back. They say they go crazy in January, February, and March just sitting there by themselves. Yeah. So they enjoy interacting with us. We enjoy getting back to work, having a little routine to our preparation, and hopefully we're laying a good foundation. Yeah.
The regular season schedule has come out. You've taken a look at it. Fans have seen it. It's on their screen right now. Before I ask you a couple of specific questions about it, anything that stood out to you about the schedule?
Five night games. Looks like we got, you know, opening at home, I think, is a great opportunity for us to get off to a good start. And, then we finish twice at home at the end of the year, which will be interesting as well. So, those are the initial thoughts. Late bye week. Hopefully we can get in a roll and get a good rhythm going before the bye.
Yeah. I've been doing this for a few years, and having early season games at Lambeau and Soldier Field is nice. The turf is in good shape. The weather is good. Right. So I think that's a good thing for us.
Well, as a quarterback, I am aware of the weather, aware of when we're playing indoors and outdoors. And I think we got at Kansas City in early November and at Seattle in early December. And outside of that, really the last 2 months of the regular season, weather-wise, you really don't have any curveballs being thrown at you. Now, who knows what could happen in those games and in others early in the year with rain and things like that. And then the playoffs, you never know. You know, hopefully we're in the playoffs and we're dealing with some crazy weather potentially if we're playing, late in the year. But I think it sets up pretty well weather-wise.
Yeah. Zim has been clamoring for a home game on a short week on a Thursday night for years. And he got one this year. And it's going to be a big one. It's the Redskins coming to town.
Yeah, that'll be a great opportunity for us. I'll have to talk to Coach Zim about why he wanted a home Thursday game so badly. But certainly from a travel standpoint, last year we went to L.A. on a Thursday. Yeah. So this will be a lot nicer. And it'll be a good test for us. And it's a little bit of a chance to catch your breath after that Thursday game, especially if you win. You usually get a long weekend and can recharge the batteries, get some guys healthy before you make your next push for the next few weeks.
Five games in December, three of them at home. That's a good way to close things, isn't it?
I think so, yeah. When you play early December, you end up with five in that final month. And like you said, three at home, specifically the final 2 weeks of the year, should be a great chance for us to be able to solidify ourselves and hopefully – you know, one of those weeks, clinch a playoff berth.
Hey, everyone. Wobby, Rudy, schedule release day. You've seen the schedule. I've seen the schedule. Guess who hasn't? This guy right here. But we have it. Let's unveil it to Kyle Rudolph. Take a look, Kyle. Let us know what you think.
At home week one. That's always exciting.
Yes.
Get in front of our home fans to open the season. At Green Bay week two. So back-to-back years going early.
The turf will be in good shape there at Lambeau Field, right?
Turf is in good shape. Don't have to worry about playing in December or January. Mm-hmm. And then right back at home against Oakland. Then it looks like we got a tough stretch there. The end of September, October, 3 out of 4 games on the road. But at Chicago early as well.
Yes. Turf is in good shape there too.
Turf is in good shape and it's warm. So that's good. And then go up to see my good friend Pat Shermer in New York on October 6th. Philly at home, October 13th. In Detroit. Wow, we get all of our road division games out of the way by October.
And you know what that means? You're coming up later in the schedule, all division games at home in December.
Yeah, that's huge. That's huge. Yeah. Let's see here. Oh, the Redskins come back.
There we go, yeah.
There we go.
What's significant about that game?
I think our quarterback used to play for him.
Indeed. And one of their running backs used to play for us.
That is correct. I forgot that Adrian was there.
Well, he's going to look to remind you that week.
Yeah. No comment. Again, another tough stretch. 3 out of 4 weeks, technically 3 out of 5 weeks with the bye, we're on the road. So if you look at it, we have like a lot of clusters of away games. So be big for us to be good on the road. And then, I mean, 3 out of our last 4 at home. Looks like we're going to Seattle in early December again, which I believe we went this week last year.
Both Monday night games were Monday night there again this year.
Oh, wow. Vikings fans will love this one. At Los Angeles Chargers in December. Mm-hmm. That will be 85% Vikings fans. I can promise you that. But 85% of like 30,000 is really not that many people. And then at home against the Packers and the Bears to end the season.
Yeah,
that's big.
That is big. You know, and you always want to start fast and have a good record early on in the season, but this is really all about how you finish. And so when you look at that and you see 5 December games and 3 of them are at home, as a player, that's got to be something you like.
Definitely. And you talk about starting fast, but then finishing strong. You kind of look at how this schedule is laid out. We have the Thursday night game here, week 8. So we get to play things that players look for. I get to play 8 games, and then I get a mini bye week halfway through the season. And then we come back, and you got 1, 2, 3, essentially 3 games, and you get another week off. And then we come for the final stretch, December. We got 5 games in December. Be fresh as a team, looking forward to make a run in the playoffs.
I got more good news for you. Thanksgiving week is our bye week. So Zim's going to go to the ranch, have turkey, relax, and he's going to be in a good mood when he comes back.
That is great news. I've never had a bye on Thanksgiving, but I didn't know byes went to Thanksgiving. Usually they're done and wrapped by then, but I guess that's the way the schedule lays out this year.
That's the Vikings schedule for 2019. We're excited about it. Thanks for your time, Rudy.
Yeah, you bet, Wobby.
Okay, we're talking about the Vikings schedule, which means we're talking about Vikings games. And I just got to remind you, you can hear all of the Vikings games right here on The Fan and the Vikings Radio Network. Voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, calls the action from the booth. Yours truly and Pete Bursich are in the booth with him. Pete Bursich providing elite analysis. And then we have Ben Lieber and Greg Coleman bringing you analysis from the sidelines. It's a great radio team on a great radio network. You can hear all Vikings games right here. And if you love Vikings history, I want to remind you about the Vikings Museum. It's in Eagan right here near the TCO Performance Center, and it's a place for fans of all ages to experience the comprehensive history of the Minnesota Vikings. Through multiple interactive exhibits and hundreds of Vikings historical artifacts, this museum has something for every Vikings fan. Learn more at vikings.com/museum. Also want to remind you that my man Mike Musselman is going to be joined by Pat Elflein at Top Golf in Brooklyn Park tomorrow, April 18th, for a special draft edition of Vikings Country. Win great prizes, including tickets in the Miller Lite Lounge at the Miller Lite Vikings Draft Party, autographed merchandise, and much more. Go to Top Golf in Brooklyn Park. Find Muss and Mr. Pat Elflein. Should be a lot of fun. Also a lot of fun to have some Vikings players back in the building, and you're going to hear from some of them right now, including Vikings safety Harrison Smith, who got emotional about the fact that one of his friends and his teammate Anthony Barr chose to return to the Vikings and stick with his guys. So here's Harrison Smith and a few other Vikings players talking about being back in the building for the offseason program.
I was pretty pumped about it. You know, a guy making a choice like that is pretty big. It doesn't happen a lot in pro sports, you know, even if it's a couple million dollars, which, you know, means different things to different people. For him, it meant staying here.
Why is it emotional for you?
I don't really know. Like, I didn't think that would happen. he's one of my best friends, and I wanted him to go get as much money as he could make. Like, pro sports, that's how things happen. I obviously wanted him here as well, so I wasn't gonna be upset one way or the other. But it's an emotional game, and when you make friendships and you make plays together and you're pumped for the guy next to you, that's why I play.
I try to stay out of it, you know, as much as I could. That was his thing, you know. He earned all that. But it was hard to ignore. You know, everyone was asking me, like, you know, have you imagined, you know, not playing with him and stuff like that? And it was, you know, I had been working out with him at the time, and it hadn't sunk in really yet. And I was just like, man, it's gonna be kind of weird us not playing together, stuff like that. But yeah, he's with us, so it's dope. It's so dope.
How much were you able to keep in contact with him as that was going on?
I was working out with him at the time. We were, you know, every morning, you know, he was on the phone, you know, doing, you know, going through it while we were working out. But I tried to stay out of it as much as I could. You know, I sent him a text, you know, when it was like started going down, and I was just like, man, it's gonna be weird, like, not playing with you. And then because everyone was, you know, was telling me, like, man, have you thought about it yet? And I really, you know, I thought about it, but I hadn't really processed it at that time. And everybody was just like, you know, kind of on me, you know, about it. So I sent him a text, you know, hey, it's going to be weird not playing with you. And then he was like, just wait a second. And I was like, oh, we'll see. So, and then everything kind of played out how it did. And, man, couldn't be happier.
Really fun to listen to Harrison Smith and Eric Kendricks talk about their friend and teammate Anthony Barr. Hey, it's really fun to watch these Vikings play football, and you can do that this season at U.S. Bank Stadium. Here's a good way to do it. Ticket alerts from the Minnesota Vikings. With the Vikings 2019 schedule now released, fans can sign up for ticket alerts and be notified of the latest Vikings ticket availability, including single game tickets, season tickets, premium seating, and more. See the full schedule and sign up for ticket alerts at Vikings.com/ticket alerts. For more on the Vikings schedule and analysis of the Vikings schedule, I encourage you to check out KFAN.com and Vikings.com. That's where you can find that. And make sure you listen to all of the programming tomorrow as the fine hosts and folks and analysis here at KFAN break it all down. I'm your host for tonight, Wobby, signing off for now. Thank you for listening to this KFAN 2019 NFL regular season schedule release special. Get excited. It is the offseason, but the Vikings and the NFL very much on the radar, and next week's a big week. It's the 2019 NFL Draft. It's in Nashville, and the first round is on Thursday, with the second through seventh rounds continuing on Friday and Saturday. On behalf of everyone at KFAN and the Vikings Radio Network and the Vikings Entertainment Network, this is Wobby signing off for now. Skol Vikings.